Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
CBS FM, it's Shannon in the Morning checking in on the Big Show star phone. Today is the incredibly funny Kevin Nealon.
Hey, thank you very much. Good morning.
Well, congratulations. Season 4 of your big comedy TV show, Man with a Plan, premieres tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m. on CBS 2. Can you believe you made it to season 4, Kevin?
I can't believe it, man. You just take it a season at a time, and this will be April 2nd. It'll be season 4 will be airing.
You know, I'm not like a showbiz expert, but unless I'm mistaken, I think one more season and you go ka-ching, ka-ching. Doesn't it go syndicated?
I'm not sure what it is anymore now. I think you only need 3 shows to go syndicated these days. But yeah, they're, hopefully it'll be ka-ching for somebody, but I don't think it'll be for me.
The show looks really funny. I was looking at the promo for it last night with the kid, and he's talking to Matt LeBlanc, and he says, you know, what's it going to be? You're going to be responsible around the house, or are you going to go to military school? And the kid goes, cool, military school. And he gets this shocked look. It looks like a really fun show.
Yeah, it really is fun. And each year it just gets more and more involved, and the characters get more and more flushed out. And I think this year is really our best year ever.
We're talking to Kevin Nealon about his show, Man with a Plan, CBS 2, tomorrow night, 8:30. For those people who don't know about the show, could you do a thumbnail for us?
Yeah, it's called Man with a Plan. I play Matt LeBlanc's older brother. And essentially, it's about Matt's family and how he deals with his wife going back to work. That was the initial kind of log line of it. But it's basically kind of about how these two families kind of deal with their spouses and their kids. And also Stacy Keach is involved. You know, he plays our father.
Oh, cool.
And Swoosie Kurtz plays our mother. It's just a really good cast. And I, you know, when we're taping it, I look around and I think, man, these guys are all good actors. They could each have their own show.
Are you still doing Hiking with Kevin?
I'm actually posting my season 3 finale. So I did about 27 hikes this season.
Who's your guest while you go hiking in the season finale?
It's Kim Basinger.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
We're hiking in an elephant sanctuary up in Northern California.
Wow. That's my favorite place to hike, Kevin.
Well, you know, it's funny because you feel like you're in Africa. This place is so beautiful, and it's rolling hills and just gorgeous.
Talking to Kevin Nealon, and I was wondering, when you travel, when you go places around the country, when we used to be able to do that, when somebody recognizes you, which one of your many experiences do they remember? Which one do they think they know you from?
Well, you know, it's funny, Scott, because I've seen it go through an evolution of initially they, you know, saw me as the guy from Channel 4. NBC, you know, SNL.
Right.
You know, see me across the street and they go, hey, there's that dude from SNL. Or there's that Hans and Franz right there, you know. And then it became Weeds, you know, Doug Wilson.
Right.
So it's really a potpourri of things. It's, you know, people recognize me from Grandma's Boy or Happy Gilmore or Weeds or whatever. And Hiking with Kevin lately, because a lot of people, when people see me now, they say, I love your show. I say, oh, you're the Man with a Plan? They go, yeah, that's true.
Hiking with Kevin.
I could have sworn you were going to tell me that commercial with Arnold Palmer you did.
That, too, for a while, because that played a lot. And it was great hanging out with Arnold Palmer. You know, he's the king of golf.
Right.
I hung out on his golf course in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, where he learned how to play golf, for 2 weeks. So that was cool.
He is Kevin Nealon. He's in Man with a Plan. Season 4 premieres tomorrow night, 8:30 on CBS2. We love you, man. Thank you so much for taking time to chat with us.
Nice talking to you guys.
Thank you.
See you soon, man.
Bye, guys.
Wednesday, April 1st, 2020. I don't feel like an April Fool's Day today.
No kidding.
Do your job. Do whatever you got to do. Shannon with Patty and Dave Stewart and our friend, our Louie producer, who's homebound. He's working out of his house. And he's got a lot going on there, though, because his wife is a teacher, the lovely Rosanna. She has to teach from her home now. As you know, it's closed circuit and video stuff. And on top of that, he's got two kids, Alexandra and Francesco, and they're going to school at home, right, Louie?
Right, online.
Yeah, the big controversy right now is that they just canceled spring break, so everybody's going nuts over here.
Oh, boy. So no downtime.
Yeah. I understand it. But,
sure.
Kind of tough. How's Rosanna doing? You said that the teachers are really getting pounded on this because they're having to do twice as much work as the way you put it to me before, right?
It's very time consuming. I'm a teacher now too, but they're doing a lot of video conferencing with the kids.
Sure.
And a lot of one-on-ones, so time just flies by. They're constantly doing this, and a lot of the parents, unfortunately, don't know how to work some of the technology related to it, so it makes the teachers' days a lot longer, and it's tough. It's really tough on them. I'm watching it firsthand.
We have another family that we're friends with, and they have a daughter who's a teacher, and it's just driving her crazy. I mean, you got to start from the time you get up in the morning to start preparing. And then I guess it makes the day 40-50% longer than it normally is for a teacher.
Yeah, Rosanna's not even taking lunch. She's going right through it. There's no time. There's just so much to do. It's insane.
And you said that you can actually, it's like a Zoom. They have all the kids up there that are in the class on the screen.
Yeah, they do group chat sessions and they do lessons on there about a half hour at a time, and that goes rotating throughout the day. And then I have Francesco now doing that with his preschool, so that's fun too.
He's a funny little guy.
Do you have him getting up and just like running around the house at some point to like get the energy out? Because it's hard for them to just sit there like that and stare at them.
A lot of cloudy, rainy days, and they love going out in the backyard, playing basketball, riding their scooters, but we haven't had a chance to do that last couple of days. So they're itching for it. They ask every day, can we go out and play? Can we go out and play? So today might be a good day for that.
Yes.
Otherwise, no, they're in, and they're passing the time by watching Peter Pan.
You know what I'm thinking about doing that same darn thing, Louie.
I can find I've memorized that whole movie in the last week. It's crazy.
I need to watch a little Peter Pan here. I got nothing to do after 10 a.m. I'm free.
I can recite it to you at this point if you want.
All right. And he's, by the way, on top of all this, he's producing our morning show.
Yeah.
Trying my best.
Doing his best. Sometimes him and I, we talk back and forth. Sometimes we go in mildly different directions, but it all works out. Thank you, Louie. Good job,
thank you,
man.
And I got to thank Dave on the air because he's been amazing doing this.
He sure has.
We couldn't do this without him.
You know what? It's mutual, Luke, because having you in one ear and Scott in the other, it's a whole different world than having just Scott in one ear. And the crazy that is Scott. This is like so much better with the two of you in each ear and just flying the plane that way.
Well, you got to admit, most of the time I say, go with Lou. Don't listen to me.
You do. You're really good like that. Yeah.
Except when this morning I said, okay, tell Louie I can put him on the air. He said, I don't know. And
I know. He was trying to get out of it.
You guys had read each other's mind at that point. It's hilarious.
We should also, though, say thank you, not only to Rosanna, but to all of the teachers out there, because they're really doing double duty doing this, and yet trying to keep the kids' spirits up and teach them something. It's really pretty amazing that they have come together the way they have as well.
So. You know, the weird thing about...
right now. It is. It really is. They're doing
the weird thing about that, guys,
yeah,
they're not listening to us right now because they're busy getting ready for
today. That's okay.
Today.
The people they're teaching, some of them are listening, and their parents, and it's important to thank them, I think. Yeah.
Good job. Thank you, Patty. Thank you, Lou.
Bye, guys.
CBS FM forecast, partly sunny today. Nice day to get out in the back and ride your scooter. 54 degrees. You know, I feel bad for the parents who, you know, are in apartments or little condos or something. Aren't the parks closed down?
A lot of the parks are closed down, yeah. They're really trying to keep people from congregating anywhere. And, you know, with little kids in particular, you take them to the playground, they're right on top of each other. They don't have any ability to say, no, I need to step back 6 feet from you, or however many feet. So, yeah, no, that's not the place to take them. It's tough. My heart goes out to anybody that's trying to deal with little kids in a house, let alone an apartment.
Yeah. Oh, I can't imagine. It's stir-crazy what they call it. This guy happens to be an astrophysicist. That's what I was going to do if I didn't become a DJ.
Sure.
He's in Australia.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
As long as I didn't have to pass an IQ test, I'd be fine. See, this Australian astrophysicist was trying to invent a device to stop people from touching their faces, but he wound up hospitalized with four magnets stuck up his nose.
Magnets are good.
I thought that if I built a circuit that could detect the magnetic field and we wore magnets on our wrist, then I could set off an alarm if you brought your wrist too close to your face. Dr. Daniel Reardon of Swinburne University and Technology in Melbourne did an interview with The Guardian, Australian newspaper. Said, but the would-be inventor wound up scrapping the idea to play with magnets. I clipped them to my earlobes, then I clipped them to my nostril, and things went downhill pretty quick from there. How about that?
But, you know, there are people who actually sleep on magnets, not for a warning signal, but because they say that it helps with pain and stuff like that. So he's headed in the right direction. He's an astrophysicist, so, you know.
But I don't
know completely.
How many people you know snort magnets?
Yeah, I want to wear them on their nose and ears to remind them not to touch themselves.
You know, I was telling you about my my former golf buddy. Former, because there's no golf here anymore.
Yeah, right.
Bill Callahan. Remember, he's the guy who the kids named the dog, the new dog Marley.
Right.
And he thought it was because of Marley and Me, the movie. But the problem is Marley was a golden retriever, and they had like a little wiener dog.
Right.
So he came home and they said, we named him Marley. He said, we can't name him Marley. He's not a golden retriever. He said, no, for Bob Marley, because he had a little black tuft of hair on top of his head. So he gave me, he has all these crazy stories. He told me when he was a kid, he grew up just outside of Greenwich in Connecticut, and the kids got these BB guns for Christmas. Him and his buddies were out shooting BB guns, and then somebody accidentally shot him in the eye. So he had a BB in his eye. So he went to the optometrist, I guess. I think that's what the eye doctors call themselves. And he said he looked at it, he didn't know what to do. So he called a friend of his who's a specialist, and they're afraid to operate. So this other guy says, well, and the kids were, you know, at his house when this guy, the kids who had the BB guns, and he sent one of the kids home to find out what the BBs were made of. Right?
Right.
Came back and he said, I think they're steel. So this guy, the doctor, took out a magnet, laid Bill down, put the magnet by his eye, and just like that.
Wow.
The
How
BB
cool is
came
that?
Right out.
See?
How about that, Dave Stewart?
That's pretty awesome.
I love
that's
that.
Another Bill Callahan story.
He's full of them, isn't he?
only giving you the short ones.
I know. But you always tell great stories from him. What a life.
Sometimes it takes two or three holes for him to finish up a story, so I have to condense them down. Sue Aller is a big part of the show, and she's now operating out of her home in Long Island. She has a whole tribe of young ones at her house from time to
time.
Yeah, and a lot of goofy stories. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're all right. How's the household? How's Joe holding up? Is he trying to get? I know he likes to work out.
He's trying
around.
To escape.
Yeah, he's been going for bike rides every day and doing laps around the house and trying to keep him occupied while the other of us are in school or working. So he's been having a little rough go of it lately.
But you told me that one of the life-saving things for him is that he's taking care of a friend's cat.
Yes.
And that gets him out of the house. He can go to that empty house where the cat
is. How desperate. How desperate is Joe?
The highlight of his life is cat.
Right now.
Cat sitting.
How desperate is he? What are you doing? I'm cat sitting.
I'll be back in an hour.
My mom got stuck in Texas, and she can't get back home.
Now, who did? Wait a minute. Back up. Which one?
So my mom's good friend, Carolyn, is stuck in Texas. Oh. She was there visiting her kids, and she can't get back home now. So we are stuck feeding the cat, and Joe loves it. He leaves the house every day, and he goes and feeds the cat, and he spends a couple of hours with Arnie.
Arnie.
You know what? I can imagine. I think what he's saying is, I need to get away from Lucy just a little while.
I got to tell you, she told me the greatest story, and she and I share. We both have sons. My son recently pledged for a fraternity at Rutgers in the fall, and I know how crazy that is. The kids are like, you know, there's they claim they're not drinking, but, you know, there's drinking,
they
there's all the hazing.
Well,
her son... Her son is pledging now in the spring, but now he's at home. So what's he doing, Sue?
So he is going to the garage and taking some beer out there and doing shotguns, and his sisters are videotaping him.
He's hazing himself.
He's self-hazing.
Oh, poor baby. Aww.
And I don't want to admit this, but I've been the one to drive to Dairy Barn to go get the beer for him.
The Dairy Barn, huh?
Well, he's not driving anywhere.
So you got one guy, in the house cat sitting, and you got the other guy in the house out in the garage self-hazing.
Which sounds a little weird, but...
Yes.
But it's an interesting memory for him.
All right. So all is well at the Aller house, right?
All's pretty good right now. Yeah, we're in good spirits.
All healthy.
I guess it looks good when you're wearing those Aller Strong bracelets and your cat sitting.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right, dear. We'll see you later, Lucy.
All righty.
I'm afraid to ask about the rest of the kids. We'll do that on another day.
We'll save that for another day.
And the county sheriff's office in Arizona is looking for help. They got a guy's armed robbery suspect. He wore a Spider-Man mask while committing his crime. He's entered the rear of Hungry Howie's in the valley on March 12th. He ordered one of the employees to get on the ground. He's 5'2". Got away with $300. If you know this person, contact the Panette County Sheriff's Office in Arizona. Had a Spider-Man mask on. How about that? You know, in a lot of cities, robberies are down because so many businesses are closed.
Sure.
A lot
of
them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How about this? Playboy Playmate Maria Lyman.
Mm-hmm.
Is locked down in her London hotel room. She's posted a message on her Instagram, says she's looking for a lover. How about that?
Wait a minute. And
she's a Playboy Playmate.
She's looking
Maria.
And what will that person have to do? Will they have to go in person to her?
I don't know.
Or is it all going to be virtual?
I haven't seen. I'm sure Brad's looked at the Instagram on that.
I'm sure he hasn't.
I guess she's looking for a stimulus package, Brad.
Oh, God. Oh, God. And you worry about me saying Schitt's Creek on the air.
It is 8:42. Hello to Brad Blanks, the Australian crazo. He's locked up with three kids out in the east.
And his wife.
And his wife. But his wife is so nice and quiet. She does. You never get in an argument. I mean, she doesn't start the arguments, right?
Well, she gets angry with me when I don't clean up or sweep up or things like that. Our arguments are over cleaning. Yeah, when me sitting on the couch.
Especially right now, because a lot of people are just like wandering in my house into the kitchen, cooking and throwing everything in the sink. And you're like, do something with that. It's very frustrating.
Yes, that's happening. She wants the big cleanup. When she wants to clean is when I want to be on a couch. So we're having that issue at the moment. So we'll get through that. Because at about 5 p.m., I pour myself a drink and then start watching a bit of TV, play with the kids, that sort of stuff. But
we'll get on the same pacing. You're part of that 50% increase in liquor sales.
Well, Patty knows I'm a big softie when it comes to drinking stuff.
Yeah, he does.
And last night,
just beer.
Because I'm a beer guy. And last night, I actually had two bourbons. They were quite delicious.
Two of them?
Between you and Patty, you're responsible for about half of that 50% uptick.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I did get out yesterday. I did a supply run. And, I used to love the episodes on The Walking Dead when they do supply runs.
Right.
And unfortunately, there'd always be one person that would get left behind. So
right.
When you're going out by yourself, the odds aren't very good. But I went to a Stop and Shop and I went through the whole place. I was in there yesterday early in the morning and I got to the checkout and the woman goes to me, "You're not old enough to be here," as I'm checking out. And I quickly looked around the shop and realized I'd actually snuck in when it was
the seniors.
The seniors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so far, no one said a thing to me.
It's like the opposite of getting carded at a bar.
Yes, it is. You're not old enough to be in this line.
You're getting carded at the grocery store.
I felt terrible. The woman just sat behind the checkout just laughing at me. She goes, "Well, maybe everyone thought you were old." And I went, "Yeah." Thanks a lot.
Did she let you buy it?
There's some gray coming out in my beard at the moment. So.
Oh, dear.
Brad, tell me how the kids are dealing with this. What are you doing to entertain the kids? Because I know you're the head guy in that department.
Yeah, I'm the chief entertainer for these kids. So we work them pretty hard from 8:45 to 12 noon. We have a 12 noon family lunch, which is great.
Terrific.
And then 1 o'clock is sort of the elective, a bit of science. A bit more gym, and we push them through to about 2:30, and then it's a free-for-all. I mean, they're fighting over iPads, they're running outside, and, but you've got to stay on them because they do love the iPads. If they see an iPad in school hours, they'll grab it. So that's sort of the issues that I'm tackling there. But
Brad, you built this thing, and I just was, like, floored by it when I saw it when we Zoomed conferenced each other. This little sort of homemade greenhouse, which I think is great on so many levels because the kids can get out there.
Yeah.
You can get out there, dig in the dirt a little bit. And a lot of people now are wanting to, like, grow veggies or fruit. The garden centers are open. You can pick what they have available, get the seeds, even do a window box. But how did you put that thing together?
Yeah, so, like, it's obviously too cold at the moment to grow vegetables, so I went online. How am I going to grow them? I need a greenhouse, so I just googled homemade greenhouse, and this guy popped up on YouTube. It's called The Gardening Channel with James Prigioni, and he's a dude in Jersey, and he had pretty much a how-to guide how to build a hinged hoop house. So I got to it and I built it. Now this guy James Scott, you would love him because I know you love good broadcasters. He is an unbelievable talent on these videos. His YouTube channel's got like 350,000 subscribers. He's upbeat, energetic, a good guy, lives in Jersey. But he's gone silent for the last 2 months, and a lot of his fans online don't know where he is. So I just hope he's all right.
What's his name again?
James Prigioni. Prigioni. And it's The Gardening Channel on YouTube.
Yes. Prigioni. I'm looking at it right now.
And he's missing?
Yeah, well, he's just not online. This is the thing with the internet. You have these people you love, you become fans of, and then they go dead silent. you know, for like months. And we just, you know, everyone's online, like on his Facebook page. Oh, James, where are you? We miss you. We really love you. And
he's not even on Facebook?
He's on, but he's not checking into any of his digital platforms.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I keep turning him on, and I'm sorry for the noise.
I was wondering where that was coming from. I'm like,
no, that was him.
Oh, I got you. Well, Brad, it's not like that lady on the Tiger thing, maybe, on the Tiger King. Like, maybe
just disappeared.
Somebody didn't put him in
Carol
a meat grinder. Right?
Scott.
I don't know, but or maybe it's like that Olivia Newton-John husband of hers. Remember that?
Right. He took off.
But maybe that's he's locked right. himself in his Hinge Coop house that he made. It's very strong, I tell you.
Yeah. I know, but you think if he's red hot and his career's going like wildfire, he wouldn't just disappear like that.
No, I know. So if anyone knows that, can someone shoot me a message on Instagram or something? Because
that's actually a topic on Reddit. What happened to him?
Yeah.
So, isn't that weird?
It is.
And he's got his own TV show.
On YouTube, his own YouTube channel. But it's huge. Like, he has, 350,000 subscribers. Like, he's legitimate, makes a good living out of this.
He's kind of like your gardening mentor?
He is my gardening mentor. And he has such a great personality. He's a little bit crazy, but he's just so spirited. And he goes through everything. Like, Scott, if you watch this, you would be growing tomatoes in a week in your backyard.
Well, that's like whenever I'm in a nail salon or something, and they have the cooking channel on.
Or HGTV, right.
HGTV, and I'm watching some, like chef work, and I'm thinking, man, I'd like that. Because I like people who are enthusiastic about whatever they do. I don't care what it is, and they can make you interested in something that you never imagined yourself doing before.
That's right. I build a greenhouse, Scott. Did you ever think I'd be able to build a greenhouse?
He sucked you right in, Brad.
It's a hoop greenhouse, and that's what's great. It's pretty simple. It's not expensive to make. You don't need glass. It's just, it's like what are those things? Those PG?
Yeah, PVC pipes. They
PVC pipes.
Each, and you lay a bit of plastic over it.
Yeah.
So it's great. Yeah.
All right. I need you to get on this case and find this dude.
Yeah, we're going to find him. We're going to find James Crigioni of the Gardening Channel.
Yes.
He's on the Gardening Channel. And that's
on YouTube.
That's funny because there's so many goofy things on cable. You'd think that the Gardening Channel with this guy would have been on cable TV, not just a YouTube.
Well, it's hard when you disappear periodically.
Yeah. Well, I hope nothing has happened to him.
That's right. Yeah. Did you ever disappear, Scott, in your career?
No, not yet.
He's working on it. We all are.
Not yet. Thank you, Brad. Good talking to you.
See you, Patty.
Bye, honey.
8:49 at CBS FM. Shannon in the Morning with Patty and the crew. How about this? Now, where else are you going to turn on a radio show and find out two things? Like, one lady says she did not put her husband in a meat grinder. And then another guy comes on and says, my favorite gardener has disappeared. It's a mystery.
Oh.
You got to admit, Dave, you don't get that just everywhere.
No.
We're going to put out the call for James Progioni.
You won't hear that on Light FM, I guarantee you. 850 CBS FM.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.